Thank you so much, Chrissy. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you that we could gather together tonight, Father God, in your house to hear your word. And Father, you have chosen me this night to bring forth the word on gratitude. And Father, I just want to say I am so grateful. We are grateful as your people, Father, that we have the ability to come and honor you and service you. And we just love you, Father. We thank you that each and everybody here tonight, Father, has the power of the Holy Spirit in them, and we are yielding to it so that we can hear what you'd have for us this night. And Father, we give you all the glory. Empty out me, Father God. Just pour all that you need to say out of me, Father God, and help me to leave off what you do not need me to say. For it is in your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And tonight's message is on attitude of gratitude. And over the last several months, pastors had me teaching out of a book that says, "Hey God, why is it taking so long?" And this book is by Lynette Hagen, and she is the pastor's wife of Kenneth Hagen, Jr. And she has written this book, and it discussed the points and the questions that we have about why, God, is it taking so long? And you know, in this book, we've seen she's given us different ways and stepping stones of how to get from here to there while we're waiting, you know, to how to be patient, how to persevere, definitely getting in the Word, that is first and foremost, and also understanding that we are God's masterpiece, that He loves us, and that He has purposed us for a reason. We are not just born as a happenstance. We were a thought of God, His masterpiece. And He has a plan for our life. And in that plan, He gets to decide how long it's going to take to get us there. And what we've got to do is to trust in Him and lean on Him so that His timing can be worked out in perfect, in the perfect way. In Proverbs 3 and 5, it says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight and understanding. So this tells us that we're trying to reason out the questions that we ask God. We are trying to take that into our own hands and make it work. And God is saying, I want you to persevere, press in, ask the questions. It's in the seeking of me that those answers will be answered. And while you are waiting, I want you to come to me with a thankful and a grateful heart. God knows that we can't receive anything if we don't recognize that we're in need of it, and we don't recognize and be thankful in it, because our heart grows cold and can grow hard when we do not recognize what has been done for us when we're not thankful. Today, there was a post on my Facebook, and so I shared it, and it said, the two things you are not in control of, your attitude and your effort. Or, wait a minute, did I say it wrong? You are in control of. Okay, well, I'm glad y'all were listening. That's good. But the two things that you are in control of, and that is your attitude. That is something that we can change. And also your effort, meaning that you have to want to change, and then you have to be in a place where you will do what God needs you to do. Okay, praise and be grateful. Hebrews 13 and 15 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God sacrifice of praise. I like the New Living Translation. It says, therefore, let us, through Christ Jesus, give a continual service of praise, to go proclaiming our allegiance to His name, the fruit of our lips openly professing His goodness. Openly professing His goodness. That sounds like gratitude to me. The Amplified Bible says, through Him, therefore, let us at all times offer to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of the lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify His name. Attitude of Gratitude. The Lord led me to Romans 6 and 19, and Paul was talking to the church at Rome there, and he was speaking to them, and he said, "I speak after the manner of man." I like the New King James Version in that, where it says, "I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. And because of the weakness of your flesh and the infirmity, as you have yielded your members servant to uncleanliness and iniquity, and with iniquity, so now yield your members as servants to righteousness, that is in Christ Jesus, unto holiness." So Paul was telling the church at Rome there that their attitudes, literally, instead of what you were doing, the sins that you were coming, you know, that you were participating in, that you were yielded to, that your flesh had taken over, to yield this now to God's character, to Christ's character, to the yielding of the Holy Spirit, so that your sins can be forgiven, but also so that you can progress in the righteousness that He has purposed unto holiness. We must choose to be grateful. A bad attitude, a negative attitude, an ungrateful attitude is an opposition to God. It separates us from His nature and keeps us in our own infirmities. Yielding our attitude completely to God with a humble and thankful heart opens us to the things of God's kingdom. Out of our mouth we profess, and it changes our outward countenance. You know, Pastor's been speaking a lot on the fact that we have to open our mouth and we need to be grateful and that we need to give credit to God. Last Sunday's message, if you didn't hear it, go back and replay it because it was awesome, about recognizing God in everything. As we do that, that does lift our consonance. That does give us that confidence that we do have in Christ, that trust that we can lean on God and that He comes through for us. And that helps our attitude. And that can put us from a bad attitude, where it doesn't see the good in God, to a good attitude. In Romans 5 and 3, we can rejoice when we run into problems, for we know that they are for our good. They help us endure. Sometimes when we're going through hard times, it's hard to be grateful. You know, our bodies just, we don't want to. You know, we've been disappointed, we've been hurt. You know, we made our plans, and you know, God, why is it taking so long? We don't want to wait. Well, God brought to me a little example about, it's comparing it, our bodies, our flesh, to food. Our bodies need food and good nutrition, sleep, mobility, which is exercise. It needs laughter for release and tears to cleanse. The body is equipped to repair itself, but sometimes it takes longer due to the dis-ease that has set itself up in the body. Our defense, what we can do, what we can go against this, is to look at our eating habits, get better ways to sleep, take additional supplements, boost our immunity, rest when we need to, rise when we're called to, and find joy and release laughter, happy laughter, joy. So we need to find ways to be happy. That can be, you know, treating ourselves every once in a while. You know, there may be some favorite food that you have, or something that someone has brought to you. Maybe you could get the recipe, fix it. Do some little nice things that feed food, that give you good food for your body, give you good nutrition. Also, seek out vitamins, supplements. Go to Google. You can Google anything. The Lord says to go to the healing tree. So go to the healing tree. Look for those things. If you're feeling fatigued, look for things that can help fatigue. And also look for those things that you should guard your body against. There may be things that are overtaking your body. Maybe it's maybe your medications need to be looked at. Maybe the foods that you're eating are not good for you. Maybe you're allergic to them. So there's different ways that we can adjust the human attitude so that our attitude of the heart will be able to receive the goodness of God. Because you know what? When we are hungry, we're angry, we're lonely, or we're tired, we should halt. And that was not from me, that was from, I think, from Charles Stanley. But he said, whenever you start feeling hungry or angry or lonely or tired, you need to halt what you're doing. Because this is grounds to change and alter, you know, what's going on in your life. It can put you into a negative mood, which puts you into an attitude that is not grateful. You know, when you feel like you're being cheated out of food, or you're being cheated out of sleep, or you're being cheated out of your schedule, you feel like everybody's pulling from you, then you don't have an attitude that's receiving from God, because you're grumbling and complaining. What attention should we pay to the flesh? It's important. But first and foremost, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So first, our critical growth begins in prayer and through the power of the Holy Spirit. A weak and weary body can't get up. It's paralyzed. And gratitude is a struggle. Why is my soul cast down? I will put my trust in the Lord. That's Psalms 43 and 5. I will praise him, my Savior and my God. The literal standard version says, why bow yourself, O my soul? And why are you troubled within me? Wait for God, for I still confess him, the salvation of my continence and my God. A grateful attitude changes your stance. When we remember the good things that God has done for us, our continence is lifted. Hope rises up as our focus changes from where we were emotionally, the flesh, to the truth of the Holy Spirit. God is my answer and my salvation. Just like when we're hungry and we go to the refrigerator and we get something to eat. If we eat something that's nourishing to our body, we feel good. We are grateful, we feel good. If we eat something that didn't sit right with us, how easily can our attitude be changed? How our body is changed? Because it goes into a weary mode. God wants us to have an attitude of gratitude, because that is the place where joy and laughter and sustenance can be found. When we are grateful to God, we're recognizing everything that he is, that he is greater than our situation. And his word feeds us that good nutrition we need, and that will lift us up. An attitude of humbled bow to God lifts our head to praise as we align our posture to praise. In Exodus 16, when the Israelites were wandering around, you know, the mountain, as they say, it was an 11-day trip that took 40 years. Why, God, is it taking so long? We don't want to take 40 years. We want to take heed from God's word and from what others have went through, and adjust and change things that we need to change to stay in a focus of gratitude. But anyway, they were wandering around the mountain. They had quickly forgotten that they had been delivered from Pharaoh, God had parted the Red Sea, they had destroyed their enemies, and he was bringing them into a land of plenty. But what happened was they started getting a selfish look. They started looking at themselves. They started feeling hungry. They started grumbling and complaining. They were not looking to God. They were creating their own gods. They had their own idea, got their self put in a position not of humbled before God, but of self-righteousness. So a bad attitude opened the door to a longer wait from the promises of God. Their mindset focused on what they wanted, not on what God had planned for them. They were caught up in grumbling and gathered together and came in one like mind and set themselves up against God. Their attitude cost them the promised land, many of them. And that's Joshua 5 and 6. They did not obey. This got me, as I was studying, this got me to thinking on the church and how important our church is to help us with an attitude of gratitude. And I took this, and God showed me that they gathered together. They started a negative word, a gossip. A negative fault-finding word. They started coming against the word of God, which was being brought to them through Moses, and started coming against it. And as they bound together, that attitude of ungratefulness grew. So if we know that you gather together in a negative way, and you're grumbling and complaining, and there's no positive thing in sight, how much more can the church, when you have got brothers and sisters in Christ here to lift you up, to feed, you get fed the good word, you're continuously seeing the goodness of God through the testimonies of those who are around you. How awesome is that? Can that be a step that's missing somewhere, that we are not gathering together as we should, that we are not coming together as we should? Now, I know we've got those in the sanctuary, and we have those listening by Facebook. And we would say to you, we would love to have you in the physical congregation, because the physical congregation, you have a physical touch. And as you're lifted listening to the Word of God, a physical touch can also lift you. And that gratitude that you see, we're grateful for you coming, that attitude of gratitude will feed and fuel just like a negative attitude will do. Wanda spoke on this a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, that negative can grow fire just like the Word of God can grow fire. There is an evil and there is a good, and they are very ever-present. And so coming together in the church, coming together, bonding with people of like-mindedness, holding each other accountable, that's a way that we can help to keep our gratitude in check. Also, keeping a remembrance journal. We see pastors over here writing. I see a lot of you out here writing. And when we keep a remembrance journal, that's a way of going back and saying, hey, God, you did this on this day. And we can look back, because I don't know about you, I can't remember what I did earlier today, much less what happened to me last week and the week before. But I know God is good, and I know that He did things, and I'm grateful for those things that He did. But how more powerful will it be, and is it, when I can go back and read my own handwriting and know that this is what God did for Deborah, personalizing it? Remember, we had, was it Jim that spoke on personalizing the Word of God for you? That's another way to help lift your confidence and your stature and your posture, where you feel like praising God and gratitude comes out of your mouth. You know, when you're feeling joyous, it's hard to be, you know, I mean, it's hard to be grumpy. You know, if I'm happy, I'm not going to be grumpy. Now, if I'm hungry or I'm angry, I'm in unforgiveness, or I'm, you know, lonely, or I'm thinking someone owes me this or owes me that, and now I'm tired because everybody's pulling from me and I'm focusing on all of that, I'm going to have a grumpy attitude. And a grumpy attitude, it's hard to be grateful for anything. God wants us to go to the higher place. And with God, all things are possible. He created the heavens and the earth from absolutely nothing. So when we pick up things where we saw God healed us of cancer, God paid that bill when we had no way of knowing where it was going to come from, when He helped our children when we knew that they were out of God's will and He kept them out of harm's way, all of these things that touch our heart touches God's heart. And as we remember Him and His goodness towards us, our heart can yield and receive more of the blessings that He has. Then that way we can receive answers to our questions, because our heart and our mind is right, because we're grateful for what we have received, and we're calling Him to remembrance, because we know that He is faithful to do those things again. And we're not looking from where the devil's view is. You know, the devil is down here in the pit, and that's where he wants to keep us. Even though he has reign of this earth, you know, he does not have reign of us. We are Christians. We are Christians, and we love the Lord, and we have the power of the Lord in us. The power of the Holy Spirit has defeated him through Christ Jesus. So all we have is victory. During the times that we are going through the journey towards our victory, we will be met with things that God needs to solve. We call them problems. Those are things that God is going to solve in our life. And as we're seeking Him, He wants us to come up higher. He wants us to be on the higher ground. That's why Jesus is our rock and our Redeemer. We can claim that. That's the place we go to. And we take God's view instead of the world's view, instead of Satan's view. And when we do that, that lifts us. And when we come to God and we say, I thank you, God, that you have set my feet on the higher ground. I remember when you did this for me. I remember when it said all hope was lost, but yet you did this for me. And as you do that, you can feel the joy and the openness come to your heart. And it allows God to gently, because God will not condemn you, it allows Him to show you what it is that you need to change. Change in the physical, so that these things that come against the flesh don't have to irritate us so much that we go around and we waste that time being negative. But instead, we can conquer those things, and so that we can stay in a grateful place, in a thankful place, because that's where God's blessings come. There are a few things, of course, that I found out from reading this book, a few things that we can do, a few actions and positions that we can take to help keep our attitude grateful. And one of those is to have positive scriptures. You know, the Israelites, before they were released from their bondage, God brought them together, each into their houses, and He gave them special instructions. Now, those instructions might not have, you know, they might not have felt that good, because God was telling them, I want you to eat unleavened bread, I want you to eat these bitter herbs. But what He was showing them is, I want you to know to depend on me, because I will always bring that food to you, and also to remember those bitter things that you have done and what I'm bringing you out of. But He also said, I need you to put the blood on the doorpost. So He also sealed it. That's one thing that we can do to guard our heart, guard our space, is to write the scriptures down and put them in places so that our eyes see them. Because, you know, our flesh may not want to speak them, but if our eyes see them, it's going into that eye gate and our heart can receive them. And the more that we see that, the more that it will push away those negative things that we're hearing. Because we're hearing, we're seeing, we're reading our own words and what God has done for us. So post those scriptures. Look for those scriptures that apply to what you're going through. Also, write things down. Nobody loves their own voice or their own handwriting more than their own self. You know, we do enjoy, and I really don't like hearing my voice, but we do. It's our voice that we listen to, because God has given each of us our uniqueness. He's created us a masterpiece, and He's given each one of us a voice. And what we want to do is we want to tune that. We want to make our voice prophesy God's word. Because the more that we do that, it goes into the ears, and it lifts the whole consonants. And when we write down what God has given us, any revelation or something good that's happened to us that day, when we write that down, then we can go back and refer to it. Also, I use my camera app. Sometimes even when I'm preparing for the teaching, God will give me something, and I'll just go to my app and or go to my camera, and I'll just go ahead and put it on video, and I'll speak to it. That way I can go back and play it, and I haven't lost it, because sometimes this up here doesn't keep everything. Also, you want to share what God has done for you. But I want to give you a caution here. You need to guard your space. Not everyone is going to be excited and have that appreciation of what God has done in your life like you have. They may not have that revelation. And so that's another way your attitude of gratitude can be changed to, oh, wait a minute, God. Well, you should have done more. You should have done this. And it can come questioning God, just like the grumbling and the complaining that the Israelites did. That grumbling and that complaining. And so we want to guard who we tell our, you know, our dreams to, our plans to, and also what God has done for us. It doesn't mean that we're not to testify. We are. We are to testify the goodness of God. But Jesus said, when you go into a place and you are sharing, he was sharing the gospel, and they don't receive it, you have to back away. Because you've got to guard your peace. Because if you don't, your attitude will turn hard. You will not want to praise God. You will not have an attitude of gratitude when you're looking at what other people are saying about you or what you got or how you got it, and you're having to get defensive. When you have to put up those barriers, you're not only guarding your heart from them, but you're also hardening your heart. And so that's why God says, in everything with prayer and supplication, present your request. Let him know what you want, and do it with thanksgiving and praise. Our confidence and our peace of mind come through Christ. Jealousy and greed breed negative words and actions that can put a curse on your emotional state, lending itself to depression and oppression. A heart weary has a hard time being grateful. When we recognize and thank God for our friends and our foes, because he says to pray for our enemies, he can work out all of this, his confidence in us, and we can be diverted to a good outcome. The word also says in Proverbs 26 and 18, the one caught in lying to his friend, saying, I didn't mean it, is like a man with a gun, and he's just shooting all over the place. So we want to keep our heart and our mind right. We want to keep our tongue right. We want to watch what we're saying and who we hang around and who we share some of the blessings of God, because we know that the devil is watching us, and evil is there, ever present, as God has told us, ready to steal your joy. If our joy gets stolen, it's hard to be grateful. Can you see all of the connections? If we're not in a place of being able to see the goodness of God, if we're not seeking God and reading the Word and getting the Scriptures that pertain to us individually, and coming together corporately so that we can have that body around us to help keep us in accountability, to help watch our tongue and watch our actions, to say, hey, I think this is not working well for you, or I think you need to do more of this. Because in that, we're coming together for one thing, and that is to bring thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God. And in this, individually, it increases our blessings and it brings answers to our problems much quicker. But it also brings growth to the gospel of Christ, because it brings growth to the church. An attitude of gratitude is not just for us, just to say, God, I thank you and I want you to bless me. It's a much bigger, bigger picture, because our attitude affects everyone around us. And we are to shine God's light. We are to be grateful people to everyone, to our waitresses, to the people who deliver our food, to you know, hospital staff, nurses, whoever you come in contact with that touches you and gives you a helping hand. We should be thankful, because we are shining the light of God. We are showing a difference, because this world is very negative. It's hurting, you know, and we really can't blame a lot of people for feeling in the position they are, because we know that in the world without God, we'd grab at anything. So, you know, if not for the grace of God, there goes I. I have to say that. I have to admit up to that. I have to look at the image of Christ and be grateful for what God has done in my life, not compare to what is being done in others' lives, but be grateful for what God has done in my life. And with that, my attitude is lifted, your attitude will be lifted, and it doesn't take as long for God to bring the blessings to us. He's not going to give us something when we can't appreciate it, or that we don't know how we got it, because then we can't share with someone else how we got to that place. How are we going to share something we've never held? We can't. You know, we can tell people, oh, I know how you feel. But if you've not walked in their shoes, you can't. And God wants us to walk in grateful shoes. For He has not only given us life abundant here, but He's given us eternal life. So much to the point Jesus laid down His life sacrificially for us. That is enough right there to be grateful for. That is enough to stay humble for. That is enough to lean into. That is enough to be confident in. That right there, without anything else that God would give us. But God wants to bless us, and He wants to get it to us quickly. But He also wants to get it to us in the right time, the right way, so that it sits. So that we know, just like when we go to the refrigerator and we get food, and we eat something nutritious, and we take those supplements, and we've had a good night's rest, and we went for a long walk, and we danced to some great music, and we are so happy. We know that we know that we know that we're filled and we're full. And God wants us to have that. And it starts with being grateful to Him, because He is the very breath that's breathed into us. It is His purpose that He has given us. And it's His journey that we're on as Christians. We are to guard our gates with praise. Get rest, get good nutrition, get supplements, get fresh air. Pray up, praise up, rise up. An attitude of gratitude gives latitude to your journey, no matter how long it takes. An attitude of gratitude must begin with the brokenness of our selfish attitude. Jesus said, "Come to me as a little child." A child is full of expectation, and when given something, they're so grateful. They just light up inside. When they're scared and you comfort them through their tears, they embrace you and they say thank you. Their heart yielded, knowing their sweet, tender spirit and soul is so humbled and so grateful. They lean into you with love and appreciation. That's what our Father deserves. He deserves us to lean into Him, to understand that everything that we desire, He's already purposed for us. When it takes a long time, He's just drawing you closer. There's little lessons to be learned in the questions that we ask. The answers are in the questions. That's where the answers come from. And even in seeking the answers is an answer to a question. Why, God, is it taking so long? Matthew 6:27 says, it's okay to enjoy your life when you have a problem. Being miserable, a bad attitude, won't make it go away any faster. And that came from Joyce Meyer. A good gratitude attitude will position you in the wait, the perseverance to go through it, and time will seem quicker when it's met with gratitude. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Jackson, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.